Hey, are you okay? You just drank six shots of maple bourbon. Yeah, you are a giggling mess right now. Let's get you to the toilet quick. Okay, up we go. Oh, shit, you're stumbling. Oh yeah, of course. But what am I thinking? Just lean over the toilet. Yeah, I got your hair. If you need to, go ahead. It's all right. It's okay. What time is it? It's 8 something at night. This was gonna happen when you said, "I'm gonna drink six shots of bourbon." Are you sure? You don't have to puke? Okay, stumbly. Let's get you back out there to the couch. Down slowly. Looks like everyone left. I guess your friends ditched you. What if I was a creepy rapist fucker? Oh well. I'll sit right here next to you, okay? Take a quick nap. You're pretty wasted. Yeah, your cheeks are pretty warm. All right now, get a little rest. Okay, what now? I can't just leave her here alone. None of her roommates are here. Well, her laundry's finished in the wash, I think. Buzzer go off earlier. Yep, all done. Might as well put them in the dryer in case her roommates need to wash their own clothing. Okay, now. Her room. I guess I can clean up her room. Damn it, is this snooping? There's soda boxes on the floor. I can get those in the recycling, I guess. I know I don't want to leave her alone here. What am I supposed to do? I guess I can just wait for her to come around. Even sleeping, she looks really cute. Is that creepy? I hope it's not creepy. She's passed out for fuck's sake. God damn it. Oh! There. Pillow under her head. At least she won't wake up with drool. I knew it. When she told me, "I'm gonna drink six shots," I knew it was not going to end well. Should I do something else? She's pretty Tim Flash. Definitely doesn't hold her booze well. She can end up with a hangover? I don't think so, considering how much alcohol she consumed. This is only the second time she's drank this much in that short period of time. That's what she was mumbling about halfway through. Goodness, 6 shots in under 30 minutes? Shit, can that cause alcohol poisoning? I hope not. I'll keep a close eye on her anyways. Okay. I'll just sit right here next to her then. Haven't ever had to do this for anyone before, eh? She's squirming against me. Should I stroke her hair? It did feel really soft earlier. Oh! How do you feel? Do you remember what happened? Well, you seem to be out of it still. Let's get you into bed. You have the top bunk, though. Whoa, careful there. Are you able to stand? Take my hand and... up we go. Here, hold on to me. There we go. Yes, it was that bad. Let's just get you into bed, though. How are we going to do this with the top bunk, though? I'll just slowly start climbing, I suppose. I gotcha. I won't let you fall. No point trying to get undressed anyway. You need sleep. Sure, I'll stay. I'll just keep my clothes on. What? You want me in my boxers? We haven't been dating that long. Are you sure? Damn it, I've never been this close with a woman before. What am I supposed to do in this situation? She's completely drunk, and we haven't been dating long. I mean, even the night we first had sex together, I kept a shirt on while sleeping. I don't want her to wake up feeling uncomfortable. Are you really sure? I mean, you're intoxicated now, and when you wake up, I don't want you to feel unsafe or anything. Okay, I'll sleep in my boxers. Guess you already saw me naked anyway. I'll just put my clothes over here by your desk then. Alright, I'm coming up. She's already out cold. Good night, my wobbly little dear.